we're back right around the country. And I don't know what to say. I can say we're going to have plenty of winners. We're going to have plenty of fun. You can get involved. But I'll be honest. Now I know how Alistair Clarkson, now how I know how Guy McKenna felt when we rock up to a pre-show meeting and one Campbell Brown walks in with a huge cut on his nose after finding himself in a little bit of trouble. Mate, what happened? Well, don't tell me it was Rihanna again, was it?
Clarko and Guy McKenna would have never seen a cut on my nose, mate, because well, no one ever connected with me.
Well, all right.
Because I zig when I should zig and I zag when I should zag.
Then
and
what
I,
happened?
I catch and I parry.
Then what happened this time?
I was having a nap yesterday. I woke up at about 4 o'clock and my son had gone outside to the stables and he grabbed a big pipe and he clubbed me across the face with it. And I had claret everywhere.
I shouldn't laugh.
Don't worry, mate.
Oh, no.
I got retribution. I got retribution.
Oh, no.
Doesn't matter if you're 3, 5, 12, 20, 30. I turned off his Paw Patrol. Hey, mate. Yeah, I reckon that caused World War III? Yeah, I know, mate. I know. You thought it was a footy injury.
I thought it was someone had given you an accidental cheapie at training.
Nah.
This is remarkable.
I know. He's got me twice now. Remember he broke my nose last couple of years ago, last year, with a flying headbutt?
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
He's been able to do what no one in a 12-and-a-half-year football career could do.
Now, do you want me to be honest with you and... We're honest and transparent here. I, after hearing and seeing the injury you've got, I actually opened up a small little investigation into the finances of Boston.
And I did notice financially.
Once C. Ward actually deposits $20 into his Dolomite account weekly. Now, I don't know if there's any relation here, but he's finally got. There's a few footballers going, how come I couldn't do that?
They weren't physically capable. You know why? Because I didn't allow them to. But when you should be able to trust your three-year-old son when you're just half dozy, you wake up. You're not a big one to sleep during the day. That just shows you how tired I was.
Footy training's knocking you about, is it?
Pouring over form is knocking me
Fair
about.
Fair enough.
And whack, when you least expect it. So,
did your wife have any sympathy?
Well, she sort of blamed me for allowing it to happen. I was like, hang on a second. I literally just opened my eyes. Like, I'm not sure how it was my fault. But
0499 736 736. What's the weirdest way you've got an injury? And getting, I would assume, yet again, not having children, but I would assume that while you're napping and kids at similar age of which Boston is, as a toddler and just starting to get mischievous, I would assume that there's been a few injuries this way to parents around the world.
I love the fact we've opened up the lines and we've never had a caller in our whole life.
No, just text.
Oh, just text.
Just text.
Right, okay. Text is in your injury.
0499 736 736. I broke my elbow when I was in year 10. The Mighty Ducks had been on the day before and we, you know, when you're younger and you're like, oh, let's play some hockey. So me and my sister's at the back playing hockey, not ice, just normal, and one tripped me. And regulation trip as you do in the backyard, and I landed straight-armed and dislocated my elbow. And when it went back in, it shattered, had to have surgery.
It shattered.
Yeah, and you know what? Whose fault that was?
Hers.
Well, that's what I thought as well, and still think. But no, I was to be blamed.
It's your fault. Yeah.
But yeah, 0499 736 736. What is the weirdest way you've got an injury? Now, the good news about this is, since you locked him in the room and turned off Paw Patrol, you had plenty of time to do the form and study trials on your only TV. Because for people at home, Paw Patrol takes up a lot of the TV screen when you've only got one standard definition, 42-incher.
I know. Well, we've got one outside in the lounge area, but that's just free-to-air. And one downstairs that's also free-to-air.
Hey, that's top text.
At least you're definitely not sure, kid, Brownie. Oh, there's no doubt about that. And what about the photo I posted on Instagram yesterday? You didn't see it?
I don't think so.
When he's jumping off a couch and double kneeing Mel in the head.
It was a welcome to my world, Mel, or something like that.
Yeah, Mel copped it as well. So it sounds like victim blaming to me, Rhino. It's absolutely victim blaming. And I'm not going to pull any punches even to my 3-year-old. So yeah, I've got to do a little photo shoot tonight with the Herald Sun. Post this
regarding
a little gig. Oh. You should come actually. Free pints.
Where at?
The London Tavern.
Yeah, when's the gig?
It's 5 till 7.
Oh, today?
Yeah, after this.
Are you got a gig today?
No, it's not a gig. It's just drinking pints with footy fans pre the footy.
Who's the gig with?
Match Pint.
Match Point, never heard of it, but I like the idea.
Trying to get people to their local clubs, their local bars, yeah. and put the footy on. So you log on, you're like, oh, I wonder where the game is on tonight, West Coast Collingwood. Oh, it's on at London Tavern. We'll go down there for a pint or somewhere else. Done. Anyway.
So you left the car at home, I assume?
Nah. I've got a big day tomorrow, finding winners. Got to be focused. I'm razor sharp today.
You know what?
Razor sharp.
I don't want to say this, but I'm going to. I touch wood. You know we've won every day this week. Monday and Tuesday we couldn't miss. Wednesday, Fitzmagic and Tagger went to work.
Yep.
Yesterday, we had a really nice day. We were able to fight our way out, in particular late. A couple of hamburgers with the lot. I had a really nice first hour and Tags were a little bit unlucky. We both had our best of the day. Had the same best of the day and it ran horribly, but in the end we were able to fight back. So I don't expect anything but winners, and more winners today.
Yep. Just off the SMS, can you ask Brownie who cut his eye and gave him the stumbles in the infamous game against Essendon when Sully got cleaned up? Aches from Phillip Island. Yes, that was Nathan Love at Murray by accident. He came running in into the contest and I think his shoulder sort of hit me on the chin, gave me the stumbles, but it was an accident. Should have zagged.
Did you play on?
Yeah, had to duck off to get my eye stitched up. Yeah. But come back on.
And you never got concussed, did you?
Never.
No. I don't know if there's anything in this, but the two people that I work most with, yourself and Adam Cooney, never concussed either of you.
Great technique, I call it. If you had a blind spot, old man always used to teach me.
Yeah.
Lift your elbow. When you go up for a marking contest, lift your knee. Ground ball, come in, body line it with your hip, you know.
And it worked?
Must have.
Until yesterday or Wednesday. Whenever it was.
Wasn't concussed, though.
Are you playing this week?
No.
Concussion rule. There we go. One more week on the sidelines and then you're in.
That's it.
April 24, is it?
Day before Anzac Day.
I had a little zinger one of Shaden yesterday, actually.
Oh, Commando miss? Come
back.
Second.
Yeah, just got too far back, which is, I was sulking a little bit because I got no one to blame but myself, but it always runs home well. It's one of those horses I keep tipping into because it runs home well and I'm like, if it just settles a little bit closer, but... Of course, if you spend it at one end, it's not always there at the other. All right, before we get into it, Port Macquarie Race 2, our first of today's 4 minutes away.
On Trackside, Brownie's best of the day.
Campbell Brown from long range.
You got a best of the day, Brownie?
I do.
Hit me.
It's in the 975-metre race at Swan Hill, and it is race 4, number 4, Nathan Hobson trained, Sand Hill. Making that my best of the day. It's been $3 into $2.70 already. It's drawn barrier 1. Froggy knew it's on board. It'll jump, and from that good gate, I've no doubt that he will try and lead on it. Was probably a little bit underwhelming first up at Warwick Nabil over the 1,000. But this is a Nathan Hobson special, I reckon, second up. And with the good gate and the experienced jock, without a whole lot of... other speed in the race. I'm expecting it to win and win well. I'm also going to have... There's one that I quite like at Port Macquarie. Now, I haven't made it my best of the day.
Here we go.
Only because it's $3 out to $3.50, and there's a horse in the race that's even money. It's the toppy here called Ralph's Folly. I really like it. Kim Moore trains it. Dylan Gibbons is on board claiming two. It's back to country level after running reasonably well at Kembla. It ran fifth, was only beaten sort of 2.5 lengths that day to Cuban Joe and Grand Palazzo in what I think's quite a strong maiden race. And it'll strip fit up. It's drawn a really good gate. I really like it. But I didn't make it my best of the day just because I just want to see what the market's doing. If it sort of drifts out to sort of 4... That'll be significant to me. I'm not a defy the drift sort of guy like you. So they're the two that I really like. And I can't see anything beating Sir Davey in the first, which is $1.40.
Yeah, the first couple at Swan Hill are not great betting races.
And they've backed in race two, number two, Saint of Catawis.
Yes.
Catawis.
I'll give you that.
It's $1.75 into $1.55. I've picked the eyes out of this race, and I cannot find value in it. Then in race three, you've got As Navour, which is the Archie Alexander runner, which I'm not as confident will win, but I hate sort of opening the show with like, oh, yeah, you know, the shorties will win today and this, that, and the others, because ultimately we see them go under.
All right, are you ready for this?
Yep.
Are you done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay, all right, here we go. You got your multi-calculator ready to go?
Yep.
I do think that Arns of All will win, the Archie Alexander in race three, so put that in there. In race two at Swan Hill, I'm actually going to have Boga Dreams in that, and I'm going to lay. I'm looking for a hamburger with a lot at Swan Hill. I'm going to lay the Mar Eustace favourite. Resuming, I'm going to have a little crack at Boga Dreams, who I thought was okay, without setting the world on fire. Last start, okay. So Boga Dreams.
Yep.
In that as well. We go up to Port Macquarie.
So you've got Ads Navour and Boga Dreams.
Yeah.
Those two, yep.
Port Macquarie, race five, number three, Nikki Tricks.
Race four. Hang on.
Is it race four? No, race five, sorry, and Port Macquarie, my apologies.
Yep, Nikki's Tricks, there's big male floating around for that.
And then we go to Ipswich.
Ippy.
Race three at Ipswich.
Yep.
Number one.
Yep.
Man in Motion.
Mm-hmm. That gets you $41.80. $41.80.
That's where we're at.
That's a really open race, that 800-metre benchmark 60.
It is. There's about 4 million horses resuming in it.
So, yeah, and yours is
going to go one
up
with a little bit of fitness on it. Hey, Don, as you get all of that, I know I gave you a little multi earlier, but I've given some more value to it. I do have a multi actually alive at the moment.